This is the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you another great song today and continue with our verse-by-verse study of the Book of Acts as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Of course, the series will continue next week, Monday through Friday. But before the message today, we're going to hear that great old song, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. It's from our album, Tent Revival Favorites. All of the music this week has been from that album. If you would like it, look at the literature brochure, visit the website, or contact us for how to get it. Well, right now, let's hear that beautiful song, and after that, Dr. Green.
Secure from all alarms, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms.
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Dear Lord, lead us today as we study thy word. In Jesus' name we ask it, and for Christ's sake, amen. Now, every day this week I've read Acts 3, 19 through 21. Today I'm reading verse 22. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me, that is, like unto Moses. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall send you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Now, do you see what Peter is saying here? Let me review and refresh your memory. In this second sermon of Peter, beginning with verse 12, Acts 3:12, you know, the man was healed in the first 11 verses. We had this marvelous miracle of healing. And now Peter is speaking to the nation Israel. And in verses 12 and following, he is delivering a message on the covenants. And he declares that God will fulfill his perpetual, his everlasting covenant with Abraham. Now, he said, Moses told you, and Samuel told you, and all the prophets told you that God would raise up a prophet like unto myself, or unto me. And of course, he's speaking of himself, Moses. Now, you remember on many occasions, the Jews said, we know Abraham, we know Moses, but we don't know this fella. Now, beloved, if they had known Abraham, if they had truly known him, had they truly known Moses, they would have known Jesus, because Jesus said, they, that is Moses and Abraham, spoke of the Lord Jesus Christ. They claimed to be the children of Abraham, but they would not receive the God, the Father of Abraham. They rejected him, and they demanded that he be crucified. So they knew in their mental capacity, but they did not trust the God of Abraham. Now watch this. Yea, this is verse 24 again. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Ye are the children of the prophets. Now watch this. Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying, unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first God, having raised up his Son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquity. Now, that brings to a close Peter's second message to Israel. And as I've already said, he declared that God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Moses, the God of the fathers, would fulfill every promise and keep his everlasting covenant. And he reminded them that Moses and Samuel and all the prophets had declared it. Now I want us to go to the Old Testament, and in Exodus chapter 3, we find where Moses, beginning with verse 1, Exodus 3:1. By the way, if I had the time today, I could show you from Genesis to Malachi that God announced that Jesus would be the seed of the woman. He told the people where he would be born, how he would be born, and all about it, of a virgin, all these things. And there was absolutely no excuse for any person who knew anything about the Old Testament scriptures missing the Lord Jesus as the Messiah and the Savior. Now look at Exodus chapter 3, verse 1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even Horeb, and the angel of the Lord, that's the angel of Jehovah, appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. Now, we have here a magnificent picture of the nation Israel. Beloved, no nation under the stars, no nation under the sun, has ever gone through the fires that Israel has, and yet they are not consumed, and they will never be consumed. Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. And certainly it was a great sight. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside and see, God called on him out of the midst of the bush. Now you say, Brother Green, do you believe that? I believe that. I believe that. I believe God Almighty spoke to Moses out of the bush. You know, I heard a very outstanding religious leader make the statement on the radio traveling some days ago. He said that the Bible is a book of God's thoughts clothed with man's language. In other words, he said God gave Moses a thought and he clothed it with man's language. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I don't preach that. I believe the Bible is the verbally inspired word of God. And I believe God spoke to Moses out of the bush, just like the Bible says God spoke to Moses out of the bush. And God said, Moses, and he said, here am I. God called Moses by his name. I believe that. Now listen, beloved. If you want to listen to these liberal, modern ministers who tell you that the Bible is God's thoughts clothed in man's language, you go ahead. But I pity you when you stand before God. Let God be true and every man a liar. And this Bible tells me that God called Moses by name, and he said, draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Now listen, the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people that are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And then he goes on down, he tells Moses that he's going to deliver them. Now in Deuteronomy, I want you to look at chapter 18, beginning with verse 15, and there is so much scripture I'd like to read, but I'll never get through if I read it all. Now in Deuteronomy 18, 15, the Lord thy God, this is God speaking to Moses. Let me read it. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren like unto me, and unto him ye shall hearken. Now these are the words of Moses as God dictated to him, and he penned them down in the book of Deuteronomy. Now those are the very words that Peter preached to the people here in Acts 3, the very words. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever ye shall say unto you. Now that's in Acts 3:22. In Deuteronomy 18:15, the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren like unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken, according to all that thou desirest of the Lord thy God in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not. Now that's when dear old Moses saw the fire, and he heard God's voice, and he knew it was God speaking to him. And God gave him a message of prophecy, the great prophecy of the coming Messiah, the prophecy of the coming prophet like unto Moses. And so next verse, I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth. Now, I could stay there a week. I could stay right there 1 week. Now, for instance, just let me show you something. Jesus said to the woman at the well, if you knew who I am, if you knew who it is that asked you for a drink, you'd ask me and I'd give you living water. And the woman said, give me this water. And you know the conversation. And Jesus said, go call thy husband. Now, in the process of the conversation, she said, I know that Messiah cometh. I know that Messiah cometh. And when he is come, he tells all things. Now, what did Jesus say in John chapter 4? What did he say? Jesus said, I that speak unto thee am he. And the woman didn't open her mouth. She didn't say another word. She threw down her water pots and she ran into the city. Now, listen, Jesus didn't pull any fire down out of heaven. Jesus didn't change any stones into bread. Jesus did not raise a dead man. Jesus didn't do anything in the world but speak seven words. I that speak unto thee am he. Some months ago when we studied the Gospel of John verse by verse, we spent 2 or 3 days right there. Now, what did God say to Moses? God said to Moses, 1,500 years before the birth of Christ, 15 centuries before Jesus was born, 35 centuries from right now as I speak to you, God said, Moses, you tell them that I'll raise up a prophet from among the brethren like you, and I'll put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him, and it shall come to pass that whosoever will hearken unto my words. And that's the hardest thing on this earth that a minister is called upon to do. get people to believe the word of God. Now that's the reason Israel said, we will not have him, we don't want him. Pilate said, who do you want? They said, Barabbas. And Pilate said, what shall I do with you? They said, kill him. Let his blood be upon us on our children. Crucify him. We won't have him. We don't want him. You know why? They would not listen to his words. They would not. Jesus said to those dear people, come unto me, and I, all ye that labored heavily, and I'll give you. And they would not do it. That was too easy. They were looking for a gigantic, powerful ruler. They were looking for a mighty leader, one to lead them and conquer the Romans. But beloved, all through the Old Testament, all through the prophets, and even in the books of Moses, we find the prophecy of a prophet that will come who will speak words, and they wouldn't believe his words. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word. Now, you know, I've seen some real miracles the few times I've preached this year, and I've preached so few times. But I've seen some real miracles. I mean, when I say, Brother Green, did you have somebody healed from heart trouble? Listen, I believe God can heal heart trouble. I believe God can heal cancer. I believe God can raise the dead. I believe with all of my soul God can open blinded eyes. I believe God can do anything. I believe God is able to do exceeding and abundantly above anything that I can think or ask. But I'm talking about a different kind of a miracle. Now, I'm a miracle. God healed me, and God raised me up from the jaws of death 3 times in the past 7 years. God has raised me up from the jaws of death, and I mean that, literally. But I'm not talking about that kind of miracle. I'm talking about a much greater miracle. I sat in a church office with 2 counselors, and I talked to a dear man. And we read to him the word of God. I just read line upon line that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And I read it over and over and over, and I emphasized, confess with your mouth Jesus Christ the Lord, God's Christ, God's Jesus, man's Savior. Confess with thy mouth. Believe in thine heart. God raised him from the dead, over and over and over. And I saw a miracle. I saw a real miracle. Light broke in on that man's soul, and joy flooded his heart. I don't mean he jumped up and hollered, glory to God. I'm not talking about that. Now, you may do that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about his face literally begin to shine. Brightness and a glow, I mean joy and peace, came into his eyes. Now, let me tell you something, beloved. Let me tell you something right now. Salvation is the greatest miracle on the face of this earth. When Jesus comes into a heart, and that heart is made new, and a new heart and a new spirit is given to a person, bless your heart, they will look different. They'll talk different. They'll walk different. Now, I'm talking about a gigantic emotional stir. I'm talking about a change of heart. Now, why am I saying that? Because 35 centuries ago, well, look at your Bible there in Deuteronomy chapter 18. At the top of the page, you'll notice that these words were spoken B.C. 1451. That is 1,451 years before the birth of Jesus. Now, it's been 1900 since the birth of Jesus. So add up the two, and what do you have? It has been 35 centuries. 35 centuries ago, God said, it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. In other words, the only way in the world. Well, let me read the next verse. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. Now, Jesus was life and light and living water and living bread and the door, the way, the truth, and so on. So Jesus came and he spoke words like this, and they saw it. Lazarus, come forth. Jesus said in John 6, the words I speak are spirit and life. He that heareth my words. And Jesus said, if you refuse to hear my word, you have one that will judge you. The word that I have spoken will judge you in that last day. John 12, 48, John 12, 48. Now, I can't emphasize too much today that it is the Word of God that brings salvation. The Word of God brings saving faith. The Word of God opens the stony heart. The Word of God turns on the light of salvation in the soul. The Word of God brings the faith that receives Jesus and causes salvation to come into one's heart. And it was declared to Moses 35 centuries ago. But you can't get people to believe it. Now, let's go back to the book of Acts. He told them about Moses. Let's see what he said now. For Moses truly did set unto you, unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God, Jehovah God, raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he saith unto you. Hear, hear, he that heareth my word, he that heareth, heareth, heareth. Now look at verse 26. Unto you first, God, unto you first, now that's the Jew, Israel, unto you, God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. Now, Peter is attempting by the grace of God as he speaks here to these dear people in this second sermon. He preached on the day of Pentecost. Now he's preaching to the nation. He is attempting to point them to God's Christ, crucified, buried, risen, ascended, and seated. Look at verse 20. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things. See, Peter is preaching Jesus, God's Christ, Jesus, man's Savior, Jesus, the prophet that Moses spoke of, the prophet that Samuel spoke of. In verse 24, he said, Samuel, yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Now, Peter is saying, you are without excuse. There is no excuse. And he is saying, I beg you to repent. Repent, and God will forgive your sins. And God will restore all things through you, the natural branches. You will be grafted in, and God will save a nation in a day. And God will send Jesus to his elect. And when they see him, they'll say, where did you get these scars, Zechariah? And they'll say, Jesus will say, I got these scars in the house of my friends. And beloved, when they see him, they'll realize what a mistake the fathers made centuries before. Now let me bring this message down to this present hour and this present application. I want you to turn to that verse that I quoted, and I want to read it and the one preceding, John chapter 12. John chapter 12, and in verse 46, Jesus said, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. Verse 47, this is John 12, 47. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, Jesus said. If you hear the gospel and you won't believe it, he said, I'm not going to judge you. Watch it now. I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. Jesus died for the whole wide world. Yes, he did. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Now, Peter said, Moses gave you the word. Moses told you about the prophet, and you wouldn't believe. You asked for a robber, and you crucified your Messiah. Now, Peter said, repent, 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 and God will blot out your sins. I'm saying to the Gospel Hour listeners who are not born again, I'm saying repent, and God will blot out your sins. Father, in the name of Jesus, honor the word, the blood, and save every soul under conviction for Christ's sake. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again. I hope you can stay tuned just another moment or two, because I'm sure that you or someone you know will be blessed and want to receive the items that are in our gift offer for this week. gift offer C. Now, this offer contains a Bible, a book by my dad all about Christ, and an album of music, traditional Christmas music, instrumental music, so it's easy to listen to while you're doing household chores or other things. Now, all of this is available to you in return for your donation to the ministry in the amount of $35 or more. Please send more if you can, and the Lord lays it on your heart. I hope that you will do so, because we need your donation each and every day here on the program. But if you can send a donation of at least $35 and ask for gift offer C, then I'm going to send you first the thin line, large print King James Version Bible. Of course, we would never offer any other kind of Bible other than the King James Version. Because this is a large print Bible, it does not have the Scofield reference notes, but the print is very easy to read. If you have someone or yourself hard to read the regular print, you will want this Bible. And it is thinner than most large print Bibles. It is a red letter edition. It has full color maps in the back. It has two ribbon markers, gilt edge pages. The cover is very soft. It's called leather soft. It also has a presentation page and subdivision headers. One thing I like, a one-year reading plan. Many people will enjoy that. So that is the thin line large print Bible. Then we have a book by my dad, Our Savior, 182 pages long, subtitled The Work of Our Savior, Past, Present, and Future. In chapter 1, for instance, the past work appearances in the Old Testament, foreshadowing, types, and prophecies, and so on. Finally, a traditional American Christmas, 11 instrumental songs about Christmas that I know will bless your heart, such as Angels We Have Heard on High, What Child Is This, and so on. So, to get all of this, just ask for Gift Offer C and send your gift of at least $35. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.